sit in a comfortable posture, meditation posture. If you're in a chair, you're sitting upright, relaxing your body and your mind. And as a way of preparing for this, there are many motivations that we can have for spiritual practice. Could be just for daily happiness or to de-stress. As a friend of mine recently said, who used to come here, said, "Well, I don't need to come to Kadampa Center. I do yoga. That helps me relax." And I was thinking, that's really missing the point of what our center is about. About what the Mahayana tradition is about. It's much more than just how to relax, although that's a worthwhile thing. It's good, it's healthy. But what we're really about is teaching compassion and wisdom and loving kindness and how to bring that attitude into the world. And that's the motivation for spiritual practice. It actually brings the most beneficial result. So if we can bring that motivation forward with everything that we do at the center, that would be enormously helpful for our minds and fulfill the wishes of our teachers, who put so much emphasis on developing compassion and this wish to benefit all beings based on loving kindness and compassion. So we'll start out with just following the breath, breathing, feeling the body breathing as you bring the breath into the heart and breathe out. We'll do that for just a moment to help our mind settle down. So as we breathe in, we know we're breathing in, and as we breathe out, we know we're breathing out. We have bringing our full attention to the moment. And one of the contemplations that we do to develop bodhicitta that helps us develop a stable foundation is called equanimity. But that's a hard word to relate to. So we can, it's just if we're going to have compassion for all beings, it's not just for the people we love and care about, but it's also for the strangers and the people that we feel resistance to. So that's what we're, that's our aspiration. It may not be, it's not easy to do that, and it takes time, but that's the foundation, is having this equanimous attitude, realizing that these relationships are changeable and that everybody that we know, friend, stranger, and enemy, all want to be happy and don't want to suffer. So we're all just exactly the same. You know, we want to have equal regard toward equal caring for all beings. And then for compassion to truly arise, we have to feel close, at least connected to others. If somebody we dislike is suffering, even though we recognize their suffering, we may even rejoice. So that's not the attitude. Obviously, we're aiming for this attitude of compassion and loving kindness to even transcend the superficial labels of stranger and enemy. So we start out by imagining somebody that's easy to, that you know personally, that's struggling right now. And you think, may, and you can visualize them in your mind's eye and think, may they be free of suffering. May they be free of suffering. You can say this sort of mantra in your mind silently. May they be happy. Live with ease. May they be free of suffering. And may they live with ease. May they be free of suffering. And live with ease. And you can put your own words into it, whatever works for you. May they be free of suffering. You know, may they be happy, healthy, safe, live with ease. May they be free of suffering. And live with ease. Then we can expand this, the field of awareness, to not only include the people that we know, obviously, but universal living beings, like everyone in the whole world, in the whole universe, all living beings. We can imagine them in our mind's eye, that we're surrounded by them, and we can think these same thoughts. May they be free of suffering. And be at ease. Now, may they be free of suffering. That's compassion. That's the active mind of compassion. May they be free of suffering. And the feelings that accompany that. And may they live at ease. And may they be free of suffering. And be at ease. So this is very similar to a practice we call Tonglen, taking and giving. You know, may they be free of suffering. We take their suffering and be at ease. We wish them well. We wish them happiness. Then the next attitude to develop is this most powerful attitude for spiritual practice is really to dedicate our practice not only to develop our own mind and heart in a positive way, but also so we can be of help to others. So the heart of the Mahayana Tibetan Buddhist practice is dedicating our life to others. As much as I can, I dedicate my life to others. And the method to do that is to develop this attitude of loving kindness and compassion. So we dedicate our lives to others. The best way to do that is to develop our own heart and mind, to cultivate compassion and loving kindness. So with that as the incentive for our practice today, for being here and listening to Geshe's teachings and everything we do, we try to keep that, try to be mindful of that motivation. And now, open your eyes, wake up, and bring your attention back in the room.
Turn to the page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. If you have a binder, a white binder, instead of a Gold Prayer Book, turn to the page that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Teyata Omane Mane Mahamunaye Soha Teyata Omane Mane Mahamunaye Soha Teyata Omane Mane Mahamunaye Soha. And now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. It's on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's recite the mantra 3 times. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now turn to page 37, and at the bottom of the page there are 2 mantras. So let's say Chenrezig's mantra 8 times is the Buddha of great compassion, emanation of all the great compassion and wisdom of all the Buddhas. And then Green Tara's mantra 7 times, she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes. Oh.
We have one thing to do before the children go to their classes. Hannah, will you come up? This is Hannah DeMaya Newton, and she was a senior, now is a senior no more, is a freshman in college. You're going to Wake Forest, right? Yeah. Is that in Winston-Salem, right? If you're not from North Carolina, that's one of the things that gets you, is that Wake Forest is actually in a different city. And Hannah has given a majority of her high school years in service here at Kadampa Center, and mostly with a family program. You work a lot with the kids. And I, after talking to some of you and some of your interactions with Hannah, I took the liberty to sign a card for all of you for her. But I want to let you know what it says so that you can send her off with some good wishes. Okay, let's see if I can find it. Okay, dearest Hannah, because we have benefited from your service and because we are encouraged by your calm and confident demeanor, you have emboldened our own practice. Because you have been attentive with the one that you're with And because you have been generous with your time, you will be missed by us. And because we wish your continued happiness, and because we want your path to be free of all obstacles, know that all of us here at Kadampa Center hold you in our hearts. Thank you. Enlightenment engenders epiphanies and other related... Oh, enlightenment. Okay, enlightenment engender epiphanies and other related phenomena. Yes. And please, please come back whenever you're on break. Thank you. And we have one other familiar face. Miranda, will you please come up? I know many of you have seen Miranda around. She hasn't only volunteered with the family program. She's volunteered in the bookstore. You've taken part in Dharma burnings. You have strung malas, knotted malas, which is a very unique skill set. What else have you done? I don't think that we can name something that you haven't done here at the center. And so you will be greatly missed as well. And this is from talking to all of you through the years, I want to read what I've written for you, Miranda. Because you have made yourself known, and because you have shown us so genuinely your heart, you are dear to us. And because you have given so selflessly, and because you have been so happily present for so long, you will be missed by us. And because we want you to be happy, and because we wish all goodness to come your way, know that you are held in our hearts here at Kadampa Center forever. And I failed to mention Miranda was a senior, but is no longer a senior. She's a freshman at ECU, so you'll be in Greenville. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Greenville. So. and an enlightenment. Just one minute. Okay. Thank you, Keshela.
Yeah, just pass down the mail. You can just give to Amanda. You can just give them, they can pass, they can pass. Yeah. Oh, very good. Good morning. Do we have a topic? Thomas, do you have a topic?
I think I could ask for questions this morning as well. How to be happy today?
To take enlightenment, mean? Take enlightenment, mean? How to be happy?
Yes.
Oh, that's very... I don't know how to be happy. Yeah. Then maybe Tendula say something, please. How to be happy. So, yeah, hold the mic, please. Tendula, how to be happy. Maybe, yeah. Tendula say something, Shukila say something, Hamula say something. Yeah, then, yeah. How to be happy. I really want to hear how to be happy. Yeah, Tendula.
Being at Kadapa's
If you don't know that Tendula has been teaching, resident teacher in Florida, one of the FMD centers. So Tendula will tell you how to be happy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yes, please, Tendula. Oh.
Okay. So, hello. Being here, making the decision to come here this morning is a good start. You know, it's like making that choice. Oh, I think I'll work on my heart and my mind today. So it's an excellent beginning to today's happiness. But setting a motivation, I find for myself every morning to remind myself of what's really, really important to me, and then try to make my actions cohesive, consistent, that works, consistent with that desire to accomplish what I feel is most important. So it's usually like relationships and, you know, trying to be kind and trying to remember to, like, actually pay attention to other people around you instead of just focusing on, you know, what I want, but to really just kind of remember, oh, you know, that's not the most important thing to me. My most important thing to me is connecting with others and remembering our interdependence. So it's just really about remembering what's important and setting a motivation. But you have to kind of remind yourself all through the day.
Very good. Thank you.
So sometimes I pick different themes that I'm kind of focused on, you know, like something that maybe I've noticed I'm not so good at doing in a particular moment. Like after I've done something that I might think is a mistake, then later I'll think, okay, next time I want to do better, so I keep something in mind. And so one of those themes for me lately has been that it's more important to be who I want to be than to get what I want to get. And so I'll say that to myself sometimes, like if I'm getting ready to call the phone company about a bill or like contest something that's not working. So, you know, I'm not sure there's really the magic answer to being happiness, but for me it's always about just choices in the moment, right? You know, over and over, and practicing that.
Let's see, so for me, it's cherishing others is the doorway to happiness, and also not holding things as permanent and concrete and absolute, and so you have the ability to let things go, and also to realize that others have the same viewpoint of grasping, you know, at the self and grasping at things outside of ourselves as, you know, unchanging and absolute. We're always going to be suffer, but it's always going to be raining, it's always going to be too hot, whatever.
Dr. Brown.
How about you, Kish?
Yeah, no. Please say something. Yeah.
One thing that comes to mind is I have bought a T-shirt at Disney World last year or year before, and it said if you have a choice between being right or being kind, then if you're kind, you'll always be right. And I think, and His Holiness has said, His religion is kindness. And I think, you know, that's something, again, getting back to what Tendrin said, that's something that I consciously, when I'm on my game, which I fall off the horse like all of us do, but I make an effort to set my motivation in the morning to be kind. And as long as Yeshe, you know, the few times I got a chance to talk to him, he said it several times, so it really stuck in my head. He said, as much as I can, I dedicate my life to others. As much as I can, I dedicate my life to others. And I think that's a great place. That's bodhicitta. That's the whole path right there in those words. So those are things that I think will definitely make a difference.
Anybody want to contribute? Please don't think that I'm playing hooky. So I just want, this very important topic, how to be happy. Anybody want to say, please feel free to say.
No matter what the situation, if I'm not happy, I like to remember that I have something to rejoice about, no matter what.
Dr. Brown, in the front of the mic.
It's taught, right, that kind of like what Don was saying. Yeah, it's taught, and it's like what Don was saying, that, you know, if you live your life for yourself, you suffer, you're unhappy. If you live your life for the sake of others, you will find happiness. I found personally that to be true. So every day that I can, and I try to do something for someone every day, and I find in that way I'm able to maintain happiness all the time.
Yeah. Very good, very good, wonderful. Anybody want to say, please, before I start my Mickey Mouse talk? Yeah. Oh, you want to say it? No? I think it all depends on our elephant. Our elephant? What is our elephant? It all depends on elephant, how the elephant behaves. So now the question is, what is happiness? What is happiness? First, we need to figure that out. What is happiness? Is idea or is like what? What is happiness? Is idea or is just eating pizza? Is it happiness? Eating pizza. Or like lately I've been eating a lot of pretzels. Is that happiness? Hard to say. So what is happiness? What is happiness? How do you define happiness? Is idea? What is happiness? It's not quiz. I just want to know what is happiness. How you define happiness? Drinking butter tea, Tibetan butter tea. You know butter tea? The Tibetan region butter tea because so high. Black tea, milk, salt, butter, all shake together. Then you drink. For Tibetan, that's so delicious. You give someone that kind of yucky. Oh, no, it's not disgusting. Is it just idea or experience? Or it's kind of complicated. What is happiness? Eating a chili pepper, hot chili, is that happiness? Or getting a lot of tattoo, you know, is that happiness? Yeah, so thousands of dollars to spend. So then, you know, there's a lot of pain. How you define happiness? It's complicated. So what is happiness? So that's first thing you should think about, what is happiness. Going to Machu Picchu. Is that That happiness. Last month I was there, so that happened. I'm not sure what it's called, but a lot of effort to get there. So after 5 minutes, over, it's finished. After 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, they look pretty much the same. Ruin after ruin, ruin was pretty much the same. Then looking for something else. So then got some kind of excitement. Is that happiness? Some kind of excitement. Or maybe hike down all the way to the hotel. The beginning kind of excited, and then after 30 minutes it's finished. So then looking for a bus, it's too late. There's no bus in the jungle, so then you have to walk. It's hard. So what is happiness? What is happening? So it's all depend on, if it's all depend on the elephant. So then you ask, how's my elephant? If your elephant is okay, then you're okay. If your elephant is not okay, no matter if you are on, if you are visiting Machu Picchu, if you are like in Cozumel, doesn't matter, you are not happy. It's all depend on elephant. Huh? So now, Simji Langbo, what Shanti Deva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, I don't remember which chapter, Simji Langbo, mind like elephant. If you just let that mind like elephant, how is it, just let it, let's, get it wild, or not look after, so that elephant will do all kind of things. So then, you know, not having a control over the elephant makes life pretty much difficult, you know, quite difficult, life difficult. So then you, elephant say, oh, come here, you go there. Or elephant say, sit here, then you sit here. You know, so you don't tell elephant, oh, don't go there, come here, sit here, don't sit. You are not able to control your elephant. Oh. So minimum, at least that what we can do in order to control our elephant, we need to tie our elephant. With the rope which is considered as a mindfulness. It's mindfulness itself is not a single point in meditation. So mindfulness is like rope. So you have the rope. So what do you need to do? You need to catch the elephant, not just catch. So then, you know, not just catch, then after when you catch, then you need to tie that elephant into something that elephant can be still, So then probably mind will come down. Someday, jishis, you know, single, when you concentrate, minute you start to concentrate, doesn't matter object, any kind of, minute you start to concentrate, result of concentrations will be calm mind. If the mind is calm, then you can say, I'm calm. You say, I'm so like nervous. Why? Because elephant is nervous. So that's the way to go. You know? Once you manage to catch that elephant, not just catch it, then after that tie that elephant into something. That something has to be single, not, cannot be plural. It needs to be single, one, just one. If you try that, you can focus on your breath, in and out. You can focus on some kind of mental image, but it needs to be one, or someday cheeses. Concentration will make your mind calm. Then calm mind, peaceful mind, this is the result. Is the result of able to keep your elephant on one object. That the result is calm mind, peaceful mind. You can focus on your breath, or you can just create some kind of mental image and tell your elephant, next 5 minutes, you are going to stay there. Elephant says, no, we'll go to flea market to look for something else. You say, no, we are not going to flea market. You come here, you sit here for the next 5 minutes, not going anywhere. Yeah, elephant will argue like a 7 years old boy. You know, you say, sit down, no, don't want to sit down. Or don't do that, and they really want to do that. You know? So like that, you say, next 5 minutes you are not going anywhere, or maybe next 1 minute you are not going anywhere. So the single point. Some decision. So then when you look at the teaching of six professions, six professions clearly explain in the Shanti Deva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. That book has been written around 8th century, many centuries ago. Some people they are aiming for nirvana, I really want to achieve nirvana or liberation. Or some people have like higher goals, or fully enlightenment. No, that's what I want to do. Some people are not worried about enlightenment, nirvana. I just want to be happy. So I'm not worried about life after this. I'm not thinking about life before this. I'm just thinking about this life. What do you do? You cannot be, if you are not thinking about nirvana, fully enlightenment, then there's no way you cannot be happy. That's not true. It's not true. Not anybody can be happy. People who believe in religious can be happy. People who don't believe in religion, they can also be happy. What do you do for like So we are not going to be happy by doing stuff. As I said, you've been doing stuff. I've been doing stuff. All my life, that's not where to be happy. You need to look at your elephant. Every day you need to look at your elephant. You need to give elephant to think something positive. And I said this probably many times. Why I said it many times is very, very important. It's very, very important. For sake of your happiness, sake of other people's happiness, positive idea, positive stuff, that's something you can generate. You don't need to go to Walmart to generate positive mindset. You can be in the cave, middle of nowhere, your heart filled with joy. You have nothing. Why your heart filled with joy? Because every day you are thinking something positive, something good. Eventually, Bhagavad Ramjam, just pure. Bhagavad-ramjam, just pure. Environments, all this like mandala, according to Vajrayana practice, that's what you see. You don't see the environment kind of filthy or like all kind of problem. All the beings in the environment, what do you see? There you see them like angel, exalt. Then, Bhagavad-ramjam, just pure. Just pure. Easy to say, but don't misunderstand, please, that I'm doing this. No, I'm not nearly close. I'm trying to see a squirrel in my backyard as an angel. It's hot. Don't think that I'm just being pure. No, I'm not just being pure. Especially when the squirrel try to get my fruit, I don't see them as a pure angel. I see them as something else. So that's elephant. This has nothing to do with the body. It's elephant. So, every day, precious human life. We think, I don't like myself, my life is not good, I don't look good, blah, 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 That's not what they say. They say it's like precious human life. Does it mean anything? Or it's just a word? Do I get anything out of that? Teachings or like lessons or instructions. When I say precious human life, doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. That's exactly what it is. This is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. As Suji said, every day you're trying to find something to be, rejoice, or find something that you are like. So that you feel good. Every second or every moment our present is very critical, very, very critical. It's hard to think about all sentient beings. There are so many of them. is hard to imagine. But sometimes what I do think about birds in my backyard. Like, oh, for sake of their happiness, oh, I'm not sure what happiness, I have no idea what's happiness. I'm not sure what's happiness. For sake of their belly, their belly and their drink, my presence is very critical. Oh, I clean their water twice a week, make sure they have, you know, they are very good at, like, they are very good at as the making mess. They are very good at making mess, you know. So, and you know, there is something to sacrifice because mosquitoes, they really love my blood. The minute I walk out, I was beaten by mosquitoes like instantaneously. So then, you know, go out there and clean that, you know, then pour water. And especially when the weather is hot, then I try to change, put more cold water. And when I see the couple of birds taking bath, makes me happy. Then I say, oh, so then, so now that moment when I see the birds taking bath, you know, so my elephant is rejoicing. So my elephant is kind of thinking positive. That makes me happy, you know. So I'm not sure, like, that's how you expense, you know, so like, make sure they have food to eat, make sure the squirrel have food to eat, make sure that they have, like, every day food to eat, every day water to drink, and clean water. So, you know, so then cherishing other is door to happiness. That's very true. So, you know, the same like that, even just giving one spoonful, according to the text, one spoonful of food for someone else. What I do, I dedicate that merit. I dedicate that merit to liberate every breathing living being from the problems. I invest that merit into that. I didn't ask, you know, good health, long life. No. I do try to do some, create some merit. If Tara asked me right away, what do you need? I say, I want liberations. That's all I need. I want liberation. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. So all my merit, reciting mantra, reciting prayer here, there, feeding the bird, cleaning their bathtub, you know, like all of that. If somebody, if divine being asks me, what do you need? I say, my answer is, I need wisdom, realizing, emptiness. That's all I need. You know, that's all I need. So this is now freedom from all the problems. So now back to the temporary day-to-day life, if you are not religious persons, how you can create calm mind, concentrate, focus, concentrate. Develop more positive thoughts throughout the day. Your life is going to be better off, even though you don't believe in religion. So, your life is going to be better off. It's hard, you know, so, five people in the room, house, you know, not in the room, your bedroom, but I'm talking about your house. Five people in your house. Each has their own mind, their own interests, their own way of thinking. Now it's challenge. Now your elephant is kind of like, there is very good reason that your elephant will go wild. Not just wild, very, very wild. The elephant is looking around. Oh my. Yeah, not easy. Yeah. Controlling elephants is not easy at all, but no, you can't give up. If you give up, so then life is not going to be easy. Elephant, that's the key. So then, sometimes I ask my friend back in Argentina, I ask them, well, how's your elephant? So, one time that one of my friends sent me short clip. The baby elephant bouncing on the, some kind of lock. Bouncing there, you know, so then locks go down, then come up, it looks kind of rubber, you know. They're doing that, like that. I say, oh, there's my elephant. That's the reflection of my elephant, exactly. No, like no, every day it's hard. That you are, we are life. It's hard to believe. You know, so the elephant, you know, like mountain here, mountain there. So according to Shanti, there was, you know, Sunday teaching, concentration produce, calm mind. So, then what Shanti there was, at the beginning it might be very hard, because you are not familiar how to concentrate, but that's okay, you know, that's everything, everything is like that, everything. So I give you an example. 20 years ago, when I first came to this country, you know, I had no idea how to type. In the monastery, there's nothing to type, you know, so everything was written by hand. So one of the center members teaching me, like, how to type. So the JMJ was, I don't know, I forgot what it's called. JMJ, on the sort of the keyboard, then she said, you practice, even though there's no keyboard, you practice that. So goal is to type without looking at the keyboard, that's the goal. I said, oh, impossible. How you can type? Even you don't know where the keyboard is. And you are telling me that you are going to, even if you can type without looking at the keyboard, that's, I cannot get my head around. Get so discouraged. Then, you know, very skillfully she teach me, she do it slowly. Now, no problem. Type. Doesn't mean I type all the time, but I don't need to look at the keyboard. Same. Komna lava machu ve mu de kayo ve teve neva chungo ve neva chungo seva chos. The one of the study, there was text that I mentioned. That text is the source of Buddhist psychology. Psychology? The text is the source of Buddhist psychology. So that's how people become their own therapists, by reading their text and contemplating throughout the day and trying to remember a certain word here, there. Oh, very helpful, very helpful. Oh. So in that text, Shantideva said, you know, around 8th century, now we live in 21st centuries, around 8th century, taking care of mind has not been easy. Even on stage, now we have more distractions. Distractions? Komna lava machu ve mudikanyoma is komna. If you put effort, komna. Lava machu ve, if you put effort and make yourself too familiar with something, there's nothing that doesn't become familiar. How you say? In good English. So my English, sorry. My English is getting old.
There's nothing that does not become easier with familiarization?
Yeah. There's nothing.
That does not become easier?
There's nothing that does not become easier.
With familiarization?
With familiarization. That's exactly. Komna lava machu ve mudikanyoma. That's what exactly. Komna lava, I'm very, I can say it very clear in Tibetan language, but doesn't help. There's nothing that doesn't become easier if you make, please, can you say that?
Through familiarization.
Yeah, through familiarization. Oh. Then there's the first two lines. Then the second two lines, Tere neva chungobe, neva chungobe. If you able to tolerate small degree of problems, then you learn how to tolerate bigger degree of problems. Oh. Second, did you find the word?
I'm sorry,
I haven't found it. That's okay. I'll say it Tibetan very clearly. Able to tolerate small degree of difficulties, you learn how to tolerate bigger degree of difficulties. But you need tools. You need tools. You know, so like, you can't just say, oh, tolerate. No, you need tools. All kind of tools. Oh. That allows you to think something positive, positive. Even though you are facing some problems, you still manage to think something positive. This is all coming, this is all the result of taking care of elephant. That's all. Taking care of elephant. The result of concentration, single point meditation, the result for the sake of knowledge is very, very important. It's not like following some kind of fashions, you know. It's not like that. Why you focus? Why you concentrate? You need to understand, or you need to understand to explain other people. You need to understand because it makes my mind calm and peaceful. That is the result. That is the result of the single point meditation. See? So now, what is required to free myself from problems, freeing myself from problems? What I need? Wisdom. Wisdom? Wisdom. Oh. Shut up. No, shut up. Shut up. It's wisdom in Tibetan. Shut up. Lo yi tol. When you look at the last professions, lo yi tol. Lo means wisdom. Liberates. Wisdom liberates. Oh? Not just, you know, as the... Yeah, so there's many, many very generous wisdom, but need wisdom to free. Oh. Analyze. Oh. Chasing squirrel with the hose, will that bring happiness? Analyze. 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 Elephant says it will bring happiness, but that's wrong. Elephant is wrong. I did that, probably some of you did, I'm not sure. I chased the squirrel with the hose. Just waste a lot of bunch of water. The squirrel, they are much faster, you know, so... Meanwhile, food is already dropped on the ground. Oh, wisdom, what's that? Oh, maybe instead of chasing them with a horse, maybe I should feed them a bunch of nuts. That is for protection. Yeah, that's correct. I put a bunch of nuts, they don't bother trees. They eat nuts. I don't need to go out. No, don't need to waste my water. Just enjoying watching them eating nuts. Meanwhile, fruit is protected. Other than that, you know, like hanging like CD, then like buying all kind of like pepper spray, then spray there, spray there. None of them work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, when you get hungry, you look for food. So then your elephant go crazy. I can imagine that squirrel elephant is going also crazy too, when there's nothing to eat. That's called, I think, like not the one of the profound wisdom, but it's called wisdom. It's not the profound wisdom. This is emptiness. But that's called death wisdom. See, wisdom. So there is still, you see the squirrel on the tree, like, I'm not sure how, but pine tree, how tall they are? 15 feet? 60 feet. 60 feet? They're still on there, so you're still not satisfied. Trying to get them, it's impossible. But elephant won't give up. Then you are dragged by your elephant outside, beaten by mosquito, looking up at the trees. They're trying to figure out where the squirrel is. It's hard to see. There's a lot of leaves. Come back. What you got? Bunch of like, what do you call this?
Mosquito bites.
Lot of mosquito bites. Then elephant is not happy. This all. Because elephant drag you outside. Someday she said, no, it's all. Wisdom liberates. Oh, so there, what it means? It means need to think. When you are about to see something negative or doing people doing something like something you don't like, is this worth it?
Is it worth it
to sacrifice your peace of mind? Is it worth it? It's just somebody spill some flowers on the floor. Now, your elephant is thinking to teach that person lessons. From now on, don't you ever throw flour, spill flour on the floor. Next day, no change. Same thing happens. Much easier, for the sake of your peace of mind, much easier, less conversations, you just wipe them up with a piece of cloth. It's over. No need to have this long conversation going back and forth. Other person not really happy to hear what you're saying. You are not saying, "My honey, from now on, please don't do that." You don't say that. You kind of shout in very like a fear in a wrathful aspect. The person is not one. The other person is not happy to see your face like that. First place. Then the second, all the conversations. Just get piece of paper towel. Put some water. Wipe it up. Finish. Much more less energy. You know, so, so wisdom, need to analyze everything that happened in our life, need to analyze. So then, you know, in my case, I say a prayer every day. In the prayer that I say, some of the students says, if I need to live in the fire pit, eons, not talking about just one day or like 5 minutes, eons, just to save one being. If that's the kind of prayer that I say every day, does it really mean anything? Most of the time, it just means nothing. It just won't. When you look around, and then you are not able to tolerate somebody doing something, how you can say something like that? You know, it kind of reminds you, it kind of shook you. It kind of shakes you, you know, it shakes your elephant. Think correctly, you know. Then, you know, you say something like that. That's like very, very powerful. Teachings, very, very powerful. You got the mena, simje rechian, name this. Simje rechian, name mena, kabajazo, negut, ninjibijos. My compassion is not going to get weak. Weak by living in the fire pit eons and eons to save just one sentient being. Could be mosquitoes. So? Why is not working? Because there's a huge gap between that piece of teaching and your heart. You can put queen's bed, queen size bed. It means nothing. So very important, all my friends here, every day, we all, you do, I do, we all try to think something positive, something good, think something good. Good thought bring happy, bring, now it's kind of tricky, the happiness, like I was saying. Cannot be uptight. Everything changes, mind change, people change, season change, everything change, constantly changing. That's the fact, nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. Doing stuff does not bring satisfaction, that's the fact, nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. Does not mean we should not enjoy. Of course you enjoy. Why you don't enjoy? This is a result of, according to Buddhism, this is a result of your positive karma. You should enjoy. If there's nice weather, you should enjoy. What they are saying, don't become attached. Oh, see? When you become attached, you become uptight. When you become uptight, you have no idea. The nature of everything changes. You have no idea. So that needs to be very clearly understood right from the beginning. Everything we do, enjoy, of course, enjoy. Same time, need to remember, does not guarantee satisfactions. That needs to be clearly understood. Sitting on the $3,000 sofa, leather couch. does not guarantee happiness, does not bring satisfaction, does not mean, that does not mean you cannot sit on. You can sit on. You can sit on, you can enjoy, but you need to remember everything. Severe puzzles, all the goodness. People, sound, smell, you know, like shape, color, taste, all these good things. The result of your positive karma, your previous life, according to Buddhism, did something wonderful. Therefore, you have access to all this goodness. But, you cannot rely your 100% happiness on them. Why? Change. Change. People change, idea change, fashion change. No, it used to be asked for this, like, in Argentina they say elephant foot. The pant that has big mouth. Pant. The pant that men wear. Huh? What is called? Pant that men wear during 60s. Hippie. Venerable hippie time. Venerable hippie time, they wear, what do you call this?
Bell-bottom.
People are dying to get one. If you now give one to somebody, they don't know what wants. What happened? You usually think that's the source of all the happiness. What happened? No, nobody wants now. And for the women, they they look very big, like, looks like kind of like peacock. They wear like this, the old movie you see, this like they wear,
oh, yeah.
like royal family, they wear like you know, like they occupy the space for five people. If you give to someone else, nobody wants that, nobody wants. What happened? What happened? Object is the same, what happened? Idea. That's why I was wondering, happiness, is it an idea or is it just an object? If it's the idea, there's some hope. I can develop an idea, I can generate an idea. It's the stuff. Then you know you have to make it. It's harder. See, what happened? Kile said, no, does not guarantee happiness. That's the downside. Downside of dissatisfaction of doing stuff. That's the fact. It's not just you, for everybody. Oh, does not mean you should not enjoy. Of course you can listen, you can go to the beach and there's nothing wrong. That's the result of your positive karma. Why you don't enjoy? Oh. But what this is, don't clink. Clink? Don't clink. What? Why? Change. It will change. In the beginning, so excited, it will change. It will change the nature. It will change. Then you learn how to enjoy. How to enjoy without thinking. See, people sometimes misunderstand, oh, renunciation, oh, that's like, well, renunciation means like, don't do anything. No, no. Renunciation means? It means to be aware. Aware of change, impermanent, aware that how much control you have, be aware, be practical. And automatically so many unrealistic expectations will minimize. Right from the beginning, you are very clear, you are fully aware. I enjoy as much as I can, but I cannot be thinking on that because it changes. Make sure it doesn't become shock. Right from the beginning, you know, it's very clear, you know. Ooh. Then life becomes simpler, much, much simpler. Ooh. Then letting go take place. You can easily say, oh, let go. How? It's not easy to say. You can say, I can say, anybody can say. But that requires profound knowledge. It's not that easy, letting go. You have to have some deeper understanding why I should let it go. You have to have deeper understanding. So there are many different tools, causality, impermanent, bodhicitta, all of that, you know. So then, life will become easier. While you are living your life, your life will become easier. And the time of death, it will be easier. Oh, it will be easier. because you know, you know. So going with flow, going with flow, float.
Flow.
Flow?
Yeah. Flow, like a river flow.
Yeah, going with flow. Easy to say. How? Mm-hmm. How? Question is how? Mm. Require knowledge. Understanding. Without having understanding of causalities, going with the flow will not take place. No. Letting go, knowing, not knowing about the nature of impermanent, how letting go will happen? It will not happen. You could say, anybody could say, let it go, but that's not easy. It's not easy. So, therefore, all my friends here, including myself, every day need to think. Oh, don't need to believe in religion. Be practical. Don't need to believe in religion. Be practical. Oh, watch your elephant. No need to watch your neighbors. Don't need to think about how the loud noise of the lawnmower. Don't need to focus on that. Nothing going to change. So need to focus on the elephant. Oh, so elephant is the key, no? So eventually you're able to control your elephant, all the fear will be disappear. Fear. Who said? Not me. Shantideva said. Is that true? Oh. Hmm. Simji langbo tuwa na tu means train or control. If you control that, you control everything. So now ask ourselves questions. Is that true? Every day, when you wake up, then you look at your elephant, how your elephant is doing, what is doing, is doing something, what is thinking. Mm. Yeah, so that elephant could just think negative all day long if you don't train to know them. Mm. Need to teach that elephant how to focus on something positive. That's the key. For healthy mind or healthy body. Now, of course, if that healthy mind, there will be healthy body. No need to worry about. The blood circulation will be better. I'm not sure about the diabetes. The positive thought we have or not, I'm not sure, because I do have diabetes. I'm not saying that I have positive thought all the time. You already know clearly I am the one who chased the squirrel with a horse. So keep that in your mind, that you know that I don't have positives all the time. What I'm saying is we need to try, including myself, we need to try every day, try to think something positive. So that's healthy mind. Oh, so then contribute to the health, then healthy body, you know, then that happens. Feel purpose, importance. See how the people get into your skin, how?
Under your skin.
How people get under your skin? Because of the elephant. If there's no elephant, even if people get under your skin, then nothing happens. No? Because of the elephant. Oh. One of the most obstacles is negative mind. Negative mindset. Negative thought. That's the last thing that you need. It doesn't matter if you believe in Nirvana, enlightenment, life before this, life after this, nobody. If you're a religious person, if you're not a religious person, nobody. Negative thought, nobody needs. That's the last thing that you want. Last thing, negative thought. Any negative thought is not good. It's not good. It's not good. So I'm not saying it's easy, but that we have to understand it's not good. It's not good. So that is the enemy. This is the true enemy. Our negative thought, that's the true enemy. That's called nimung, or klesha. Minute it rises, it kind of like messes your mind, messes your mind. Nimung, minute it arises, your mind is totally become like muddy pond. Muddy pond? The water, in the beginning the water is very clear, it's all not screw up. Screw up or screw up?
Screw.
I don't know what it means. So screw up.
Screw up, mess up.
Screw up, like screw, you know, like when...
Screw.
Screw. Screw, screw up, or screw up, or whatever. Basically, you know, so their mind is kind of like that. Called nyumung. Nyumung. What is this technical term? Kalesha in Sanskrit? Tibetan nyumung? What it really means when you dig deeper? Thought. Negative thought. That's what it means. Negative thought. You can't be like, you know, like anything. If you have negative thought, finish. It's happiness. I said that's very hard, a challenging word. Happiness, like, then it's over. It's over. It's over. Zero. There's no happiness. It's zero. Positive thought, more positive thought. So please think about that, okay? So don't think that, oh, he's always a positive. But that's very important. It's very important, positive thought. You know, look around. People you know, don't know. We all looking for happiness. Are we? Nobody's even want slightest trouble, problems. In that regard, same. American, Tibetan, man, woman, white, black, brown, yellow, pink, all same. All same. So that needs to be clearly understood, not just verbally, clearly understood. The best help, if not restrain from harming. When you harm because of negative thought. You harm. Negative thought, who has? Not the house or the chair or couch. You have negative thought. You generate negative thought. It's not going to share by your chair or couch or someone else. It's your thought. What's the result? Problem. This will be clearly understood. Problems. Somebody's happy all the time, kind of kind. People don't ask, are you Buddhist or Christian? People just enjoying being around. How many times have your pet asked, what kind of religion do you believe? How many times your pet asks you, what kind of religion you follow? Because pets love you because you care. You give affections. Care. That's all. If the animals knows that, of course human knows. Because we have this marvelous brain. But you know, all my friends here, so I'm not saying it's easy, it's very, very difficult, but we cannot give up. We cannot give up. It's hard. Challenging negative thought is very hard. It's hard things to do. Hard things to do. So that's the one that can screw up our peace of mind. So we have to understand. We have to understand that every day. At least you can tell yourself, think something good. Then you doing that, you know, you could do prayer, you can say, because prayer is all the positive words. All the positive words helps you to kind of guide you how to think positive. That's why you say prayers. There's your prayers. So whatever ways you can generate some kind of positive thought throughout the day, even just one, every night you count how many positive thoughts I generate today. So that means you, how many times you protected your peace of mind, how many times you protected your peace of mind, even though somebody's like screaming and like shouting, you still manage to protect your peace of mind. See? And just before you go to bed, then think about how many positive thoughts I generated today. Slowly, 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 you manage to generate more positive thought, your life will be easier, less stress. No, that's the way to eliminate anxiety, fear, stress, all of that, generating positive thought. Generating positive thought. Okay, so that's my conclusions. So, now, of course, enjoy. No, enjoy. No, I enjoy pretzels. Yeah, I'm enjoying my pretzels. Enjoy. There's nothing wrong. Enjoy. But then remember, it doesn't bring satisfactions. Doesn't bring satisfactions. Oh, so then you are fine. No, doesn't bring satisfactions. So and me, including myself, all my friend here. So you know, please, you know, we try every day, either or relying on saying prayer or meditations. The goal is to minimize disturbing thought or liberate from the disturbing thought. That's the power of meditations. When you sum up, meditation is not just sitting like, you know. Sitting very seriously doesn't mean meditation. You can sit like... Does it look serious? No, I'm thinking nothing. It's just sitting, not just sitting. You know? So, well, you can be walking around your kitchen cleaning dishes. Meanwhile, you are thinking something positive. Doesn't look like meditation, but that is profound meditation. A profound is productive. Productive meditation. Okay, productive meditation. You know? Well, so that's also, please, trying to think, trying to generate positive thought as much as possible throughout the day, and your life will be better off, whether you are a believer or not believer, atheist, doesn't matter, as long as you have mind, your life will be easier, okay? So that's what we need more positive thinking people that guarantee happiness within the community. We don't necessarily need more Buddhists, doesn't guarantee happiness, more Christians, doesn't guarantee happiness. If everybody thinks, oh, I wish you happy, you think I wish me happy, we need more kind-hearted people, warm-hearted people, the world will be better off, or the world will be better off, okay? So, I pray for all of you every day, Every day, I have connections throughout the Kadambas in the last 20 years. Or if they are sick, some of them are already passed away, so then many of them, every day I pray. So that's positive thought. And you do the same thing, okay? Yeah. Yeah.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246, and we'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva. And if you have the white binder, it's on the back of the sheet that says Kadamba Center Prayers. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind laid down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. I'll turn to page 244 and 245, and we'll read some short long life prayers. First for His Holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the facing page at the bottom, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great decision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other page. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la's long, happy, healthy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend. So, did everybody get enlightenment? Well, that's not enough. Well, not enough, maybe.
Hi, good morning. So, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Adriana, and I'm one of the persons coordinating the Family Kalampa Center Family Program that starts in September. So for those of new people or that don't know, the program is it's a program that is offered by the center to families with children where they can come in and leave their children in their respective classrooms that are based on age, and they can receive teachings while the parents stay at the compa listening to the Dharma. So right now we're getting ready to start the program in September, and we are asking for parents or non-parents or members or non-members or members from the community to, if you have an interest in participating in the program as a class teacher or a class assistant, because as with anything else that is offered in the center, it's run by volunteers, so we depend, the program depends on people stepping up and sharing their joy by teaching children or assisting in the class. So if you have any more questions or would be interested in getting more information, you can talk to me afterwards or Erin, or if Erin, this is Erin, okay. And Wells Christie, the girl that was talking here at the beginning. So that's it. Thank you.
And we just have a Sunday tea today. I want to make sure that you guys know that we're doing that once a month. So outside, Vivian has prepared some lovely snacks for us, so please join us. And thank you to all those who came to the luau party last night. We had a great time until the deluge happened, and then we still had a great time. So thank you.